So as I was shuffling the library the other day, a track came up and I was just kind of grooving to it. And I thought, yeah, you know what? I want to start an episode with this. And I took a look to see who it was. And yeah, you know what? I played Computer Chemist a couple of episodes ago, but I don't think you're going to mind. This is Hypnagogue Podcast 482.
Thank you.
The sound of the ping compels us to pull up here at the 45-minute mark, halfway through Hypnagogue Podcast number 482. Hey there. My name is John Shanahan. I am your host. Thank you for taking the time to download and listen. Kind of a short set to start off this time. Only, what do we got? 5 tracks. I gave you a long piece, kind of in the middle of everything. Actually, the first couple tracks were reasonably long as well, so does it matter? Do we need to do the math? Did we enjoy the music? Ta-da. Not a whole lot else to consider here on the Hypnagogue Podcast, but we started off with Computer Chemist, and yes, I played him just a couple episodes ago, but 3 things. Number 1, I really like Computer Chemist. Number 2, this track did kind of catch my ear as I was sitting here shuffling through stuff. And 3, my show, my rules. That's simple. That was Sankt Nikolaus auf der Autobahn, off of Where the Clouds Touch the Sky. Carlos Dengler after that with Desert Flora from Private Earth. Then it was Flow, that is the combination. Let me see if I can remember without looking this up. I know I can. It's Will Ackerman, Jeff Oster, Lawrence Blatt, and Fiona Joy Hawkins. And that was the title track off their album Promise. And then it was Micronesia off the Samatha album with an excerpt from the track 5. I gave you about 2/3 of that. Just kind of a nice relaxing piece. And that made me want to get in some acoustic guitar. I don't know what the connection really was between what you were hearing there and the guitar, but I felt that I needed to have that kind of earthy, organic thing. So I asked David Lindsay if I could grab something from his latest album called Follow the Sun. And that track was Crosswinds. We got like another 45 minutes to go. You might as well get comfortable and enjoy some music because it starts exactly like this. Thank you.
Thank you.
Well, I won't need a whole lot of time to tell you what you've just listened to here on the second set of Hypnagogue Podcast 482, because it was only four tracks, partly because at the end I got lazy. You benefited from that laziness, but I decided to take the last 20 minutes of the show off, basically. We kicked off this second set with Laurie Dog Tour from Waves of Silent Whispers. This was another situation where I was shuffling kind of in general, working at my day job, here at home. Did that make sense? And suddenly I was in the middle of this big, powerful, post-rocky kind of thing, and I went back to see what I had missed when I wasn't paying attention, and there it was. This track called Fading Into Bright Green. After that, Twilight Transmissions, taking us into darker spaces off of the Liquid Tendril release. That was Crypto Feed. Then from the Fly Lounge compilation, it was the team-up of Gleisberg and Bern Scholl. That track was Highest Mountain Plateau. And we closed off with a big 20-minute track from Somnarium. It was called Polar Night. That's the opening track off their album Frost. Put it all together and you have Hypnagogue Podcast number 482. Do make sure you're subscribing to the Hypnagogue Podcast so you never miss an episode. It's easy. You just go wherever you get every other podcast that you listen to and you put in the word Hypnagogue. And lo and behold, there I am. You can also go to hypnagoguepodcast.com and put your email address into the little box on the right-hand side, and you will get new episodes in your inbox soon as they drop. It's so easy to get all this good music. I'll be back very soon with 483, and I do hope you'll take the time to join me. Until then, my good friends, I bid you all peace and power.